Blog Talk Radio.
Radio's A Date with Destiny for Monday, July the 28th. I'm your host, Lisa M. Saunders, coming to you from Baltimore, Maryland. This show is being pre-recorded. This broadcast is also being sponsored by Phoenix Rising Alternative Healing, workshops that offer a variety of healing services for the mind, body, and spirit. We are super excited about our show this evening. Co-hosting with me is the founder and CEO of Angels in Disguises Foundation, Incorporated, and co-founder of Phoenix Rising Alternative Healing Center, Miss Angel Kangalee. Hi, Angel. How are you today?
I'm great, Lisa. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much.
Good.
On this hot summer day.
Oh, no, it's like almost 100 degrees outside.
Woo, girl, it is no joke in Baltimore in the summertime, is
yes.
it?
Yes, yes.
We are so happy to have you back with us tonight, as we are excited about our guest, recording artist Kevin LaVar, who will be talking with us about his new album, Destiny, live at the Dream Center, and his latest single, Your Destiny. To receive this broadcast as a podcast, go to the iTunes store, click on podcast, and type in A Date with Destiny. Also, follow us on Twitter at Lise, LYSE101. That's Lise, LYSE101. You can send me a message through this site if you would like to become a sponsor or to get more exposure for your literary work or business. You can send a message through my Facebook page, facebook.com/adatewithdestiny101, or you can leave a message via my website, info@yourdestinyawaits.net. Angel, it is so good to have you back with us.
And it's wonderful to be back. Always a pleasure.
All right. Well, we're going to now introduce our guest for this evening, Kevin LaVar. Kevin shatters the confines of preconception with a worship style that bridges the gap of contemporaries and unites the spectrum of worship seamlessly into one sound. His songs demonstrate a rare combination of worship, anointing, and musical genius that has gained him fans from musicians and artists in and outside of the gospel world. The music from his latest album, Destiny, live at the Dream Center, features songs of faith, hope, and love that span a wide range of musical styles that include praise and worship, contemporary, old-school R&B, light rock, big band, blues, and country music, forming a cohesive work of art. A Date with Destiny would now like to welcome Mr. Kevin LaVar to the show. Hello, Kevin. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Well, we thank you for coming on and sharing with us. I just have to say, I've listened to the whole album, and I am very excited to talk with you about just about every single song. So I hope you're ready.
I am ready.
As I was reading through your accomplishments, and when I say that the album really does a wide variety of, like, the R&B, the light rock, the big bands, even the jazz. There's one particular song on there that I will, you know, get into a little bit later that I really, really enjoyed. But first, we would like to congratulate you on your new album and the hit single, Your Destiny, which, by the way, is available on iTunes.
It is, and I appreciate that. We're really excited.
Well, Kevin, after reading over your accomplishments and the projects that you're working on, I found that we actually have a lot in common. We share the same vision where destiny is concerned, as well as helping humanity to heal through music and learning how to forgive and so on. So let's just start by talking about the inspiration behind Your Destiny. What actually inspired the song?
I was in a season of my life where I was struggling. I was struggling with my walk of faith. I was at a place I've been celibate for 12 years. And the song, before I even say this, the song is not just about, you know, the temptation to, you know, fornicate or whatever. But I was in a place in my life where after 12 years, it got so hard. I've been waiting. You know, some people you're waiting for that special one. And sometimes you get lonely, and it got so hard.
Yeah.
And I said, I need your help because I'm really struggling here. And I was on the phone with a really good friend of mine, a spiritual mom of mine, and we were praying. And the Lord just came in, and literally that whole first two verses, He just sang it over me. I heard it in its entirety, and this is not the time to get distracted. This is not the time to go. Of course, it was God answering. You know, me after us praying, Lord, give us strength. You know, give me strength to make it and help me to live for you. I want to be a hypocrite. I want to be a person that actually walks out what I sing about. And that song came and it gave me strength. I got married in 2010, and my wife, she was a virgin when we got married. It had been 15 years. Celibate, and God brought us through. So He's able.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely able if you want to step. But I was at a place where I was about to quit. But I realized that so many people are gravitating to the message in this song is because, you know, wherever they are, whether it's they're facing an obstacle of just, you know, settling for a job that they know is not, you know, really the best that God has for them. It could be a relationship, but it could be so many other things on this, you know, on this walk of life where, you know, it's so easy to just take what's right in front of you instead of waiting for what you've been promised.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Preach that thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting here. I call them angel bumps. I got goosebumps all over me when you were sharing that with us because who among us have not been there? Who among us have not struggled in waiting on God, waiting for that manifestation. And you said 12 years. Lord have mercy. A lot of people can't even wait 12 days. So, you know.
Hey, that was a miracle.
Yes.
If you knew me when I was in high school, you would know how much of a miracle that was.
Right. Well, you know, and it's amazing because this whole album, I mean, from the beginning to the end, is anointed, you know, and I feel God's hand all, you know, I'm listening to one song and I'm like, oh, man, yeah, that's great. And then I'm listening to another, I'm like, oh, my God, this is awesome. And then the next one and the next one. And each song delivers a very strong and powerful message. So I can tell that you have lived through something in order to produce something like this.
Yeah. He allowed us to live the lyric before we ever put it to music. And
How about that?
And I think that's and I believe that's why it's blessing, and people can really relate to it, and it touches them on just beyond a surface level, you know.
Yes, it really does. And you know, a heart that forgives. I was reading that to date has over 1.5 million YouTube hits, and that was from your first album, I believe.
From my first record.
Yeah, and then you brought it back out because, you know, because after I heard it, because I didn't hear the first album. I'm not even going to, lie about that. But this time, everything happens when it's supposed to. And Angel
yes, it
and
does.
I actually have a ministry. We have a healing ministry as well. And, you know, we do workshops on forgiveness and so on and so forth. So as I was producing your show, you know, I came, you know, I was reading over the bio, and I said, a heart that forgives, forgives. Let me click on this. And, Kevin, I mean to tell you, woo, I played that song over and over. I sent it to Angel. I said, Angel, you've got to hear this song. And the tears just wouldn't stop flowing. So, you know, tell me a little bit about that particular song, Kevin.
You know, it was one of those things, you know, where I was in a, you know, I wrote it, I guess, sucks, back in 2007, 2006, something like that. And I got to a season where, you know, heartbreak, of course, even in relationship, but beyond that, I had a situation where a pastor I looked up to, you know, a multimillionaire, stole some music from me, and I was broke at the time, and it was just, it was really hurtful, not so much just the music, but the fact that, you know, I was taken advantage of, and that really was, that was hurtful, and that season that I went through, it was like, God, he trusted me with that pain. He trusted me. He knew by his grace I'd come out, you know, on the other side of right, it seems, now that I look back, you know, hindsight of 2020, because he never gives us more than what we can handle. I was praying one day, and I was like, God, you know, I don't want to become bitter. I said, you know, I've seen even some of my my mentors in the industry, and they used to be so full of love, so hopeful, of humanity and hopeful of people trusting, I said, and but now they're so just
bitter and angry.
Expect the worst. Yeah, they expect the worst.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't want that to be me. I said, so God, give me a heart that when offenses come, it just forgives. Mm. You know? Mm. And from that, this beautiful, beautiful song comes. And it just—it's amazing how God did that. You know, he just wow. I mean, and millions of people all over the world have been impacted by this song. I mean, I get calls from as far as Australia. New Zealand. One gentleman got me connected with me, saw me in Los Angeles, and said, man. And we love you in Ireland, in Dublin. I was like, man, they got black people in Ireland.
How about that?
You know? It's amazing.
It is amazing. Isn't it amazing how God can take your pain and bless that thing, I mean, abundantly and exceedingly above anything that we could even think of? You know, and we don't, like you said, hindsight is 2020. We don't know it when we're going through it. But that seeing, Angel, what we were talking about earlier, if you just hold on, if you walk and not faint, you know, your season is going to come. And you know what, Kevin, there's another song, speaking of that, that you talk about that very thing, Best Days. Best Days. Ah, yeah. That one there is another powerful one.
Why are you going to throw in the towel? Why are you going to give up now? You're too close to giving up now, you know. Weeping may endure for a night, but of course we know joy comes in the morning. It's just like a proclamation, you know, that I'm ready. I'm ready for the best days of my life. I've had some consistently bad days, but God, I'm ready.
I'm ready, right? Do you find, Kevin, that when you're ready, like when your heart is really, really ready, when it's in sync with your mind, you know, the two are touching and agreeing now, that's when the manifestation comes?
Yeah, and he always prepares us for that day, you know, he prepares us. Mm-hmm. And he gets us to a place where he can bless us, where we're not waiting to be blessed so we can say to the people that never believed in us, hey, I told you so. He lets that die out while we're on our way to that place of blessing, you know, because the Lord revealed to me, he said, I can't bless you, which ties into a heart that forgives until you actually, you know, you let go of the hurt from all the people that said you were opposite of what I've told you you are. And it was just, it's amazing how many people live their lives like that. They're driven by a desire to prove people wrong, And the Lord spoke to me. He says, a heart that forgives had to come out first, even on the first record, because
right.
without forgiveness, there can be no destiny, which is why destiny
Amen.
Came after, you know.
That's right.
So.
That's right. And I really thank you for being obedient to that because, you know, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have heard the song. And I'm now, you know, I was talking with Angel, you know, and I said, well, for our very next workshop, I'm definitely going to play this song. So thank you for your obedience
to
calling. And I also want you to tell the listening audience, let's talk a little bit about the Dream Center. You know, I'm also, you know, I do coaching as far as dream coaching and, you know, just helping to inspire and motivate and empower people to go after their dreams and to achieve a greater destiny. And when I read, I said, the Dream Center, oh, my gosh. So tell us a little bit about that.
You know, it all started with a heart that forgives. I went to the Dream Center some years ago. I was asked to sing, and I sang the song Heart That Forgives, and it just impacted the pastor's wife, so the pastor, so that every time I would come to L.A., they would ask me to come by and just sing that one song. It got to the point where I was like, I want to sing something else. They always like, got to sing a Heart That Forgives, got to sing a Heart That Forgives.
Right.
But
that's your signature
really,
song.
I don't mind, because when I say it, people do get, they are blessed. And so after developing that relationship over about 3 years, when it was time for me to record my second record, they said, well, you got to do it here. And they just rolled out the red carpet for me. It's not even something that they do quite often. I don't think it was something that they had even done up until that point, but they opened up the door for us and let us come in, and we did the live recording, and it was packed. It literally was, like I said, Skittles. There was no demographic that could claim the majority, no race that could claim the majority. It was everybody was in there, black, white, Hispanic, you name it, Asian, everybody was in there. And it was just so, the night was just so full of hope, and it was electric. It was really,
electric.
I
believe it. I feel
kids.
Yes. It's exciting. I mean, you can, like I said, you can, those who are, and you don't even have to be aware. You don't have to know a thing about God. And you can listen to this song, but once you finish hearing this song, it just reaches that heart. And I bet you by the time you finish, you're going to want to know. Okay, so who is God? What is this? Yes, that is so awesome. So tell us about your new single, Your Destiny, and how did that particular one come about? And not only that, because I also read, Kevin, that is this the song that you have the background vocalists for this track that are former drug addicts and gang members and prostitutes and et cetera?
No.
Or is that,
That song, that's the song Born to Be Great, and that song Born to Be Great. I did that song after the recording, after the live recording was done. I thought I was finished, but I just kept hearing the phrase, born to be great, born to be great. I was hearing it so much, even before we did the live recording, that I got some T-shirts made with it that said, born to be great. But it was to be a song. And so I got together with a good friend of mine, some amazing guitar player, a guy by the name of Tyler Logan. He's helped out Israel Houghton, and he's worked on Ty Tribbett's record and a bunch of people out here in Los Angeles. And so when we got together and we co-wrote that song in just a few hours, and it was just amazing. And so I flew out to I was in L.A., and we had the about 50 or 60 of the Dream Center family, former gangbangers, prostitutes, drug dealers, they all come out. And the Dream Center it's a hospital that they've converted into a life center. Which it's absolutely amazing. They even have a floor that's dedicated to women that have been rescued from the sex slave trade. The FBI will call them on any given night and say, hey, we're doing a raid on this house. We're going to rescue about four or five girls. Can you take some girls tonight? And they'll bring them to the Dream Center. And that one floor, nobody's allowed on that floor. They just love them back to life for over an entire year. And that floor is policed because a lot of times there are pimps and people that have them want to try to get them back, so that floor is policed. So I just felt like it was the perfect place to do it. We got about 50 to 60 of some of the other members of this facility, and they came in, they piled into the studio, and they sang that song, the chorus, Born to be Great. And Born to be Great, it's such a song, I mean, of just hope, and, it, you know, it tells a story. And so many people can see themselves in that story because we go from your everyday person, you know, that just feels like, hey, I thought I'd, they wake up one morning and feel like, man, I thought I'd be further along than I am right now.
Yeah.
And it just encourages them, listen, everything that God says he'll do, if he makes a promise, he always makes it good. It speaks to that woman who, you know, when she was a girl, she was so vibrant and had so much great expectation. She was going to be, she's valedictorian and everything, but then maybe she made a mistake in college or made a mistake in high school and got pregnant, and then her just life kind of took a different path. Well, she decides, hey, I'm going back to school, you know, because I'm going to fulfill what I know I'm called to fulfill. Talks about the little boy who has that dream, and he wants to be, he wants to own his own team, you know, and he doesn't want to be a basketball player, but he has a bigger dream than just being a basketball player. He wants to own the team.
There
you know,
go.
And then, of course, it really resonated with the Dream Center because there were those that have been in out of the justice system. And it speaks to the convict. It says to the con who just says, you know, what's the use? You know, because no one wants to hire a con, but it's encouraging to them, saying that you're desperate. It's not in the hands of a man. You know, if you just believe, God's going to show you his plan. So Bishop Titty Jakes, when he heard the song, a friend of mine works with him, and he let Bishop hear it, and it just blessed him. So he flew us down to Florida for his pastors and leadership conference, and we shared that Born to be Great song with about 7,000 to 10,000 pastors. And you would have thought those people were at a Bruce Springsteen concert.
Oh, my God. I believe it. I believe it.
Yeah.
It is really awesome. You know, and it's funny. I was going to end the show with that song until I heard A Heart That Forgives. And the show is not that long, so I'm like, okay, now, which ones do I pick out of all these great songs?
Right.
But I'm definitely going to play.
It is.
I'm definitely going to play Your Destiny, and I'm going to end with A Heart That Forgives. But I encourage the listeners, go to iTunes and download this album. This is a powerfully anointed and empowering album, and I really encourage everybody, go get it. Just download it. I want to, real quick, because I know I'm running out of time. Time goes by too daggone fast. But I also wanted you to tell us about, it was something else, the hosting of the free events that you would, you know, to address the healing and power of forgiveness. How did those come about, and how often do you do those?
You know, because we got so many over the years, ever since we first put A Heart That Forgives out, we got so many testimonies of people whose lives have been impacted by that song. I mean, just amazing testimonies you never know what people are going through, you know. After so many times, one woman came up to me, and she says, we were in New York City, she says, my father, he just died. But when he was alive, he impregnated me twice, and he never said he was sorry. Mm. But I've been listening to your song, Heart That Forgives, and it's been helping me. And I'm trying to forgive my dad. And I've got so many testimonies like that. That my wife one day and I was sitting, and she said, Kevin, this is a campaign. This is not just a song. This is a movement. This is an initiative. And so we started the Forgive and Live campaign. We had a huge kickoff event. About 7,000 people came out. In 2011, we had C.C. Winans and former commission members. And it was just an amazing event in the D.C. area. And so we're continuing that. We've connected with the Cancer Center, Treatment Centers of America, and we've been doing events with them, and we're basically telling people, listen, we're trying to raise $1 million acts of forgiveness. We're not trying to raise money. You can support if you would like to help us get to various states, because we're going to all 50 states,
wow.
and we're going around the world. We want to go to every country, you know,
wow.
to really just inspire people to just let it go. We're going to do,
yeah.
we got
yeah.
so many things that God's put on the heart, yeah.
Oh, wow. And, you know,
that's
that
awesome.
Resonates with us. Yeah, because that's exactly
yeah.
what we teach. That's exactly a part of our healing program. And, Kevin, please just don't hesitate to reach out to us at any time. I
yeah.
would love to
yeah.
be a part of what you're doing and what you have going
yes.
on. So you have another person, you know, and you have another team member or two team members here
mm-hmm.
that
exactly.
would really love to support. And we've been
going
on and on about the – yes, most definitely. Well, we've been talking so much about A Heart That Forgives, because that song is just – oh, I mean, it's awesome. But let's – what would you like to tell the listening audience about your latest single from your new album, Your Destiny?
Wow. I believe that if you take the words to heart, it'll push you to purpose. I do. And I just want you to hold on and literally don't settle for anything other than what God told you in the very beginning. Because, like
yeah.
I said earlier, if he made a promise, he's not like man. He'll make it good.
Yes,
yeah.
yes, this is so
yeah.
true. And, you know, I just want to share this one last thing, because I know I promised your publicist that I was going to do 20 minutes with you. But so I'm trying to hold, I'm going to be a woman of my word and try to hold to that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
as I was listening to Get Out of the Boat,
yeah.
I was listening to that particular song, and that has that jazzy New Orleans feel to it, you know?
Yeah.
And as I was
yeah.
listening to it, let me tell you what I envisioned. Let me give you my vision. Okay, here's my vision. Okay.
Okay, all right.
So I'm listening to the song, and, you know, I don't know if you've ever if you watch Disney movies or animated movies, but it reminded me of Princess and the Frog, right? And I didn't see that song specifically for that particular movie, but I saw it in a movie production, in an animated movie. And the movie, of course, is a spiritual movie. It's animated. But this song is specifically made for some type of movie.
Wow.
So we're speaking that into existence right now. That's
yeah,
what I
yeah.
saw. And I was like, oh, my God,
wow.
this is perfect. Yeah.
Wow. Yes. I receive.
Yeah.
I receive.
You
God,
receive it?
I receive it.
Yes. And I can see that, Kevin. I can just see you right now. Just, you know, the world needs more people like yourself. And one of the things I have learned, especially in the calling of, you know, doing the healing work and just empowering people, period, and teaching them about forgiveness and how free you are and all this other kind of stuff, you attract more of that to you, because like attracts like. And so I appreciate you and all the work that you do and are doing, and I thank you so much for this album, and I thank God that he gave you the vision for this
That's
album.
Because it was him. I mean, literally, I was just doing dictation.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Yeah, I feel you, because check this out. The name of my book is Destiny Awaits, The Pouring Out of Wisdom
wow.
for Humanity to Drink. And when I wrote that's my first book. And when I was writing that book, it wasn't me. You know, that was nothing
yes.
but God just pushing the pen
yes.
and you know, my fingers going across the keyboard. So this is what happens when you allow the Spirit of God to move through you. So is there anything else you would like to share with us, Kevin, with the listening audience before we let you go, which I hate to do, but I promise. So.
Well, I would just say, you know, August 12th, share it with a friend, buy one for a friend,
okay.
spread the word, because I really do believe, if I'm just speaking, you know, I believe it's going to just, you know, the Lord told me that this record, he's placed a grace of strength on it, strength for the body of Christ to be able to push, that last push for them to be able to birth out of what he gave them and what he's put in their spirits. And some people have been, you know, they've been pregnant for so long. They've been pregnant for so long, and they're tired. They're tired, and they always have strength. And he said, this record, when they're finished with this record, the very last note, there will be strength there for them to actually push out what's on the inside of them. So I encourage everybody, this is not about me, actually. This record literally did come from the Lord. It was inspired by him for his people, and I'm just excited about it.
Well, awesome, Kevin. We are too. And we just want to thank you again for taking the time to come on and share a piece of your journey with us. And we hope
thank
that you will come
having...
back and visit with us soon.
I will, and I'm not, and I mean it. I'm going to reach out. I'll make sure I talk to Irma, because I would definitely love to connect with you all on the forgiveness initiative that we're doing. We've got a lot that we really are excited about, and I would love to connect with you all.
Wonderful, and we would love to connect with you too, and we're looking forward to that. So thank you so much again, Kevin, and you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
You too. Love you guys. All right.
Thank you.
Love you.
Back.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was awesome. I can't even, I mean, the angel bumps, they just won't go away. And when that happens, I know that that's just, you know, that's nothing but God right there. So now I want to play for you Kevin's hit single, Your Destiny, which is now, again, available on iTunes. And when we come back, we will close out the show with another song off of the Destiny Live at the Dream Center album entitled Healing for the Heart. So hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get ready to listen to this very anointed song, Your Destiny, by Mr. Kevin LaVar.
Now the time to get distracted. This is not the time to go off course. This is not the time to lose your focus. Got a word to you for the Lord, and you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you start. Destiny. everything you prayed for, everything he promised you that you'd get. Waiting on the other side of temptation, waiting on the other side of this test, is everything you've ever dreamed, everything you prayed for, everything he promised you that you'd get. So hold on, and don't let go, hold on.
Yes. That was Kevin LaVar's new hit single, Your Destiny, which is available now on iTunes. And I misspoke a little earlier. The song that we're going to end with is A Heart That Forgives. I don't know what I said, but I just want to make sure that I get that out there and correct myself. But hold on. That song right there, woo!
Yes.
And I love
yes.
it. I love it when he says, waiting on the other side of temptation. Okay,
yes.
Waiting on the other side of temptation. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, what do we always say? You know, we always say that if you just hold on, if you just continue to believe, if you walk and not faint, your
yes.
destiny is right there. It's right there. It's right there. So, Kevin,
yes.
I want to thank you for that song. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Very
yes,
empowering.
Yes, it is.
Very
yes,
empowering.
It is.
And he's such a wonderful young man. He's
yeah.
got a heart, a big heart. And you can tell when people are, when they have set ego aside,
mm-hmm.
because that's another thing we talk about a lot, which is our ego versus our
yeah.
spirit. And he's a young man that has definitely laid his ego down in order to produce stuff like this.
Exactly.
Okay, because
exactly.
there's no ego in any of this.
Exactly.
And it's
and,
just a
and
beautiful
if it was,
thing.
He wouldn't have been able to produce as a greater project as it is.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're looking for more wonderful, great things from this beautiful soul. So I just want to thank him again for sharing with us and coming on. What a great interview. Angel, we
yes,
have a few minutes left before. It wasn't it, though. I'm just so excited. I just
yeah.
love when we connect with other people who are light workers. And
yeah.
It just, you know, there really aren't any words, but just thank you, God. Just thank you.
Yeah, yeah,
I absolutely, and I can tell that, you know, I know that listening to his testimony, especially about the 12 years of him just waiting, I mean, that's, and you know, okay, so here we go, right? The 12 years, that reminds me of the story of Joseph, which is one of my favorite stories in the Bible. Joseph is the dreamer, okay,
mm-hmm.
and Joseph just resonates with me. I just love Joseph because Joseph was also one who didn't do anything other than what he knew how to do. He wasn't trying to pretend to be anybody. He was just who he was. And because he never gave up, because he just he was steadfast and unmovable, God blessed him. And I believe it was 12 to 13 years that he was in when he was in prison. 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened
for nothing.
When he came
yes.
out on the other side?
Yes. Yes.
He was blessed.
Yes. Yes.
Exceedingly
and, that's
and
encouraging.
Abundantly above and beyond. Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's so encouraging, again, like, you know, even during the interview, but also just listening to the song, because I think everybody can relate to that long season of whatever that suffering thing is. You know what I mean?
Yes.
If it's your health,
yes.
if it's your finances, if it's relationships, you know, family,
yes.
career, whatever it is. Everybody, yes. you live long enough.
Everybody.
You have a season, you know,
yep.
and, you know, and you get tired because, see, we think, well, I done been in this thing for like about a year. Or I've been in this thing
right.
for a couple of months. Lord, what are you doing? So when you
right,
hear
right.
people, when they have their testimony, you're like, wow, okay, they did that. They was in that thing for 12 years, okay. Well, I'm running neck and neck with them. My thing has been, you know, 8 years or 10 years.
Exactly.
But when they hear that testimony, it gives
yeah.
you hope because you always feel like, why me, God? I mean,
right.
you know, everybody else looks like they seem to be, you know, prospering or going, everything is going right. But what about
yeah.
me? So it was so awesome, like you say, to have that hope. But I want to thank him. I want to thank you. You know, we chit-chat a little bit before the show. But I also want to thank Kevin because he just encouraged my soul because, you know,
yeah.
I had some bad news, and I'll share it with the listeners. I got a letter from the IRS saying I owe about $4,000. And, you know, and I'm like, God, you got to fix this because – you know, and I'm
yeah.
not going to worry about it. It's like,
there
it is
go.
What it is, whatever, whatever, God, you have it. You're in control.
Yeah.
And just like when you said, you know, your breakthrough is coming. So I
yeah.
want to thank him, and I want to thank God for sending both of you all, because, you know, I hope he blessed the listeners, but Lord knows if he said he blessed me today.
Girl, what did I say? It's already done. It's done.
It's already
it's
done.
Done. And
you know,
it's done.
Yes.
It's done.
Yes. And then he brought that scripture again, weeping may endure for a night. So even though my night has been long, but my morning is going to be even longer. So I just have that. I just thank him. I just thank him and God and
Amen.
You and just for encouraging my soul. And I pray that, you know, that would help encourage the listeners as well, whoever is going
yes.
through.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you know what, Angel, I thank you for sharing that testimony because, you know, when I think about Kevin's testimony, he did not have to share that with
yeah.
us. He did not have to share that with over the 100,000 listeners and plus that we have that tune into this program because that testimony right there, that's one of those things, like most people wouldn't come out just right out and share
exactly.
that.
Exactly, especially
but,
a man.
Know, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
mm-hmm.
like, that right there, that period of his wilderness period, that
yeah.
was definitely of the flesh. Okay, we have
yeah.
we have all different types of seasons. Like you said, it could be money issues. It could be your job. It could be your spouse. It could be your child. It could be anything.
Right.
But when we're dealing with the physical, the
yeah.
physical flesh,
yeah,
and when we have
yeah.
that going on, that's something right there. That, to me, I think
yeah.
is one of the most difficult things to deal with is our flesh because
yeah.
we're all living the human experience. And all I can say is wow, okay?
Yeah.
When he was saying, I was like, okay, 12 years? Really? 12 days?
Yeah.
Okay, what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
and
now
12 hours, you know?
Yeah, but 12 hours. 12 minutes. Let's break it down even more. 12
yes,
minutes.
Yes.
You know, but here we go. Again, you know, he reminds me, it's like the parallel story of Joseph and how, the Pharaoh blessed him. He was like right under the Pharaoh. You know, he had
mm-hmm.
control over all of Egypt. And so this, I see this album and I see his life being that type of testimony. And if he
yeah.
could, no, not if, because you have to be careful what you speak. When he
mm-hmm.
continues in his mission, in his purpose, in his ministry, he's going to be like Joseph. And God
yeah.
is already doing that thing in his life. And I'm excited. I'm just excited.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm excited
too.
For him. So we have a few more minutes left. And before we go, and I get to the next song and end with that, I just want to take a few quick minutes, Angel, and I want you to briefly talk about, I just want to put our healing workshops out there again. We just had one last month. We have another one coming up in September. And I want you to share with the listening audience about the things we offer in our workshops and as well as the healing that transpired in the one last month. So,
So our workshop, we're starting a series on forgiveness, and it talks about things that people hold on to, and a lot of times, you know, people know that they need to let it go and forgive, but other things people don't even realize that they're holding on forgiveness and how that bounds us, and you know, and we as you know, we know that. When things imprison us or bound us, we're not free. Therefore, we can't elevate, we can't evolve. So it's so beneficial, not for the other person or that thing or whatever that we're supposed to be forgiven, but it's beneficial for us because it heals us, and it's so essential.
Yeah.
And I think people just don't realize that. So we talk about the different things of what makes us not forgive. And we address certain issues, and then we talk about, okay, well, all right, well, now we've identified it. Okay, well, what do I do with that? So we talk about different healing, you know, things, techniques we could do. So like meditation and prayers, affirmation. Even just healing, like through energy healing, such as Reiki or things like that. So just to help to bring all that stuff is almost like it's toxic. So it has to come to surface. Deal with it, release it, and then let it go so we can be free to evolve into the highest being that God created us to be. So we really talk about that. But what was so awesome about our workshop and our very first workshop, we had two of our attendees were just talking about, they were older women. They were 50s and 60s, and they talked about how they grew up in their household. And, you know, the verbal abuse, physical abuse, and different things, and how they were holding on to some of that stuff. And some of it they really thought they had let go, but they realized that they have it. So, you know, and I think they realized, you know, it's like, oh, my God, I have been holding on to this. And then how it shapes your way of thinking. You know, you'd be surprised, but it really shapes your way of thinking when you're holding on to negativity. But when you release it, and you're open and you're seeing, you know, that positivity, it changes the whole way you think. So we talked about that, and it was just so awesome. And I just want to put a shout out to Lisa because I'm telling you, listeners, I know I said it before on her show, I'm begging her to make a guided meditation CD because the guided meditation that she does in this workshop is awesome. Okay, I was supposed to be a facilitator, listeners, but I was their attendee, okay? I was the first one with yoga mat on the floor.
Yes, you were. You got real comfortable real quick.
It got real quick.
Yeah,
I told the attendees, like, okay, this is the part I've been waiting for. So, I mean, I know she's going to put that out there on YouTube.
Yes, I am. It's coming.
Yes, and I'm telling you, you have to get it. Yes. So that's pretty kind of like what we dealt with in the first workshop. And then we have other topics that we will – have in the future as well too, but this is such a big issue, and like as Kevin was saying, it's a big thing, you know. People are suffering.
Wonderful. Well, you know what? That actually concludes our show for this evening. This time went by so fast; it always does when we are sharing. And, and just enjoying. I want to thank everyone for tuning in with us this evening, especially to Mr. Kevin LeVar for taking the time out. Because I know his schedule is probably tight. He's out promoting his album. And so, you know, anytime anybody comes on, we're just so grateful for that because they don't have to.
Yes.
You know, so we're very grateful. I also want to shout out to my family who are always loving and supporting me, and also to my friends and colleagues in all of my social networking sites. And another big thank you to you, Miss Angel Kangalee, for taking the time to share your wisdom and knowledge with us before we know that knowledge is power. And when we know better, we absolutely do better. Also, don't forget to stop by my website, yourdestinywaits.net, to get some extra motivation and inspiration, and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/adatewithdestiny101, and follow us on Twitter at lyse101. We will be back on Monday, August the 4th at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. So your mission, if you choose to accept it, is take the necessary time to do a true self-evaluation, seek God, and learn how to love yourself first, because after all, you owe it to yourself to know yourself. Now, I want to leave you with this quote by Louise Hay. That person who is the hardest to forgive is the one who can teach you the greatest lessons. When you love yourself enough to rise above the old situation, then understanding and forgiveness will be easy, and you'll be free. We will now end the show with this anointed song by Kevin LaVar, A Heart That Forgives. This song is dedicated to anyone who may be walking around with pain from being hurt by someone they love. My prayer is that this song will free you from the bondage of unforgiveness, that it will break every chain, and you will now release the hurt, you will now release the pain, and you will now release any and all transgressions that were done against you. You are finally able to let it go right now, and you now go free. Once again, I'm Lisa M. Saunders, and thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio's A Date with Destiny. Peace and abundant blessings, everyone.
A heart that forgives, a heart full of love, one with compassion just like yours above, one that overcomes evil, goodness and love, like it never happened, never holding a grudge. Want a heart that forgives, that lives and lets live, one that keeps loving over and over again, one that men can offend because your word is thin, one that loves without price like you, Lord Jesus Christ. Want a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. Want a love like you, be like you, just like you did. I want a heart that forgives. I want a heart that forgives when the ones that are closest, that I've known the longest, hurt me the most. Still wanna love them just like you love me, even though I'm hurting. I want a heart that forgets when the pain is so deep, it's so hard to speak about it to anyone, just like your son. I give up my right to hold it against hatred inside. I want a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. I want a love like you, be like you, just like you did. I want to walk like you, talk like just like you did. I want to be like you, live like you, just like you did. Cause a heart that forgives is a heart that will live totally free from the pain of the past, and the heart that lets go is the heart that will so much freedom. Lord, I want to let it go.
Hey, hallelujah.
God, I need to let it go. Lord, it's been holding me back. And I don't want it, I don't want it, I don't want it no more. I don't know exactly what to do to get rid of it, but here I am, Lord Jesus. Here I am, oh, here I am, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, I need you, I need you. I know this is me that you're talking to. This is me, this is me, this is me, Lord. I don't want it.